You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
How long do you think a normal nap is? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven. Raven, can you share how long your typical naps are?
In an ideal world, they're going to be over 2.5 hours, somewhere right around 3 hours is what I'd like to go for.
Does that sound normal to you? Because it doesn't sound normal to me. That is sleep.
I wake up.
That's not
a full bedhead, and it takes me a few minutes to get going. I'm groggy for a bit, but then I'm recharged and ready to go.
You know, I don't say this often, actually, ever in my life, but I wish that my 15-month-old Dakota could be more like you with her naps,
right?
Since she believes that she doesn't need to sleep ever. But I also think it's not safe for an adult to take that kind of nap. I don't think it's healthy for you because that's like pure sleep. That's not a nap. A nap is like an hour.
I haven't had a regular night's worth of sleep in like, I don't know, what, 5 years?
But
at least probably longer than that.
It probably
10 years,
has
actually,
to do with you not taking the right amount of nap. You're probably taking too long of a nap that's interrupting your night sleep cycles.
If I have only 60 minutes or 90 minutes for a nap, I can't actually get to sleep.
What?
I won't feel refreshed unless I like fully, like my mind has to be at ease. It's not just the body recover. It's my mind, Anna Zapp.
Hayden, my older daughter, school pickup, she gets out about 2:08.
Okay.
I could pull in at 2:02.
Yeah.
And I will set my alarm and park in the parking lot for 4 minutes. And I could close my eyes and sleep for 4 minutes, open my eyes, and I will go from being exhausted to having some serious energy. I could take a 4-minute nap and it'll be all right.
I mean, I'm terrified.
Why?
You're saying is terrifying me. You're operating a 3-ton vehicle. And you're driving, and 5 minutes earlier, you were asleep for 4 minutes, that's your recharge?
That's a catnap.
That doesn't feel successful to me. That doesn't feel like a recipe for success.
Catnap, power nap, that's what that is.
You know what? How many cats have you actually had a conversation with? Because they're not always friendly, okay? I mean, they're, besides plotting your demise on a daily basis, and you're the person that feeds them, cats, not always the most friendly.
You ever seen a cat with bags under their eyes? They're well-rested.
I don't think cats have eyelids. They don't.
1-800-330-9999. How long do you think the perfect nap is? Raven takes 3-hour naps in the afternoon, and I think that's ludicrous.
It's absolutely glorious is what it is. Look at me. Look at how young I am.
Oh, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. We're asking, how long do you think the perfect nap is? Because I think that 3 hours is sleep. It's not a nap. That's
anything
sleep.
Over 2 hours is a gift. Anything less, I can barely do it. I can't even close my eyes for something very short because I can't actually relax. I'll be too anxious about the fact that I have to get up at a certain time.
I always say 45 minutes is my sweet spot. If I can get 45 minutes, I can basically save the world.
I don't know what I can do with 45 minutes. Not much.
Anna and Raven, how long is your nap?
Hello.
Hi. How long do you think the perfect nap is?
It only has to be like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. 13 minutes
crazy.
Is a lifetime.
Just enough to close your eyes and recharge and feel a little bit more energy, and that's that.
Let me give you a couple of examples here, all right? Lion tamer. Lion tamer is he's working with a lion. Oh, I'm tired. 13 minutes, I'm back in the lion cage. You think that that's acceptable?
I do. I just took a nap during that whole time you were speaking. I'm so refreshed.
Second example. Commercial airline pilot. He's flying 400 of us across the oceans, controlling this wonderful mechanical contraption. 13 minutes. You think that's an acceptable nap?
Yep, absolutely. Also took a second nap when you were talking just now. Feeling so great.
Yeah, this is why I would never be the passenger in either one of your cars. Yeah. Never.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long do you think a perfect nap is?
Sometimes I could get to a doctor appointment a little early, and I could sit in my car for 5, 10, 15 minutes and fall asleep and be totally fine.
Yep, we're the same. I do the exact same thing. If I get anywhere early, I 100% set the alarm on my phone and close my eyes and I am out like a light.
Same situation. Doctor, your doctor, walking into the operating room. Don't worry, ma'am. We're going to remove your fill-in appendage here and everything is going to be completely fine.
Yeah, but you taking 3-hour naps? You might want to go to the doctor and get that checked.
I agree. It doesn't sound healthy at all.
That's not good. That's why they call it a cat nap.
Just going to say again, cat's not usually nice.
Hi, Anna and Raven. How long do you think a perfect nap is?
2 hours.
That's what I'm talking about, girlfriend. Yeah.
2 hours is too long.
2 hours is perfect. Then the day just extends. I'm going all night long with 2-hour nap.
That's why you can't sleep at night.
Yeah, that right.
Who wants
that's
to sleep
right.
at night?
I don't go to bed till 12 or 1, but that's why I can get so much done at night.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
I disagree because I like to sleep at night. That's when you're supposed to sleep. But science says that the perfect amount of nap, ready for it?
Yeah.
20 minutes.
What?
Yep. They said for healthful napping, you should sleep no more than 30 minutes, but the ideal nap duration is about 20 minutes and should never be longer than 30. And it helps prevents the body from reaching the deeper stages of sleep. And it keeps a person from waking up feeling groggy. Because if you sleep too long, then you wake up and you don't feel refreshed. You just feel still sleepy.
I don't want to stay away from the deeper realms of sleep. That's where I want to live, ASAP. Oh, it's basically like a coma that I brought on myself.
Nice.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.